Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Monday, January 17th, MLK Day, on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on the head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or just head over to betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy, B-E-T-T-O-R, fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, you're brought to you by us, the SGPN app. Yes, don't forget to download the SGPN app. You're home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Welcome to the College Basketball Experience Daily Show for Monday, January 17th, MLK Day. Yes, my name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. We're wrapping up a holiday weekend here. Shout out to MLK, Martin Luther King. And for that, you know, one of the greatest figures in American history. We also get daytime college basketball. One of the many things MLK did good, I guess. I don't know that he could have foreseen college basketball being played on his birthday that many years ago, but regardless, we got games all day, and he's a hell of a good American right there. Rest in peace. But look, we jump into this. And by the way, first off, I didn't give you a Saturday recap show. I didn't give you a Saturday morning show because I've been battling some flu. Been feeling like shit all weekend. So my sincerest apologies. Hopefully you got the SGPN app with all of our picks because I did have a winning weekend, but I've been in the trenches here battling it out. Didn't have God's eye to watch all these games and talk to you about. So my apologies, but hey, we're going to get right. We're going to get back on it. And hopefully you cashed in on those and we have a beautiful slate here. I'll recap a little bit. I'm not going to go through Saturday's games because obviously There's so many on Saturday, and I don't even know that I can talk that long. And the fact that I've had a sore throat for a little bit here and everything, and runny nose and everything. So I'll recap what happened on Sunday. We had, first off, I had a great day on Sunday. Only 3-2 on the locks, but I had a really good day overall. I opened up with Villanova minus the big number. I think it was 15 against Butler. That thing cashed for me. I had Penn State plus 9 against Ohio State. That thing cashed for me. I had Navy, I think, at a pick against Boston. That thing cashed for me. I had Cincinnati plus 3.5 on the road at Wichita. That thing cashed for me as they won outright. I had Binghamton. That thing cashed for me. I had Iona minus the points. That thing cashed for me. Now, here's one I got wrong. I took Minnesota plus 7 against Iowa. I got it wrong there. Iowa wins by 10 in the barn. I was on American UAU against Bucknell. That cashed for me. I was on one of my locks was, let me find my lock music here, because I had Manhattan minus the points. I think it was minus 2 against Canisius. That cashed for me. Lock it up. I also had St. Peter's against Ryder. I think that was minus 2 as well. Lock that thing up in that cash too. Opened up 2-0 there, but I had Monmouth minus 4. One of the things I wouldn't have predicted at all. Monmouth's been good all year. The Hawks. All right. They lost to Marist by 36 points. That was shocking to me. I locked that up. I was on the wrong side of that. I would have bet a lot of money that Marist wouldn't have won by 36 points. I was also on the wrong side. I took Fairfield against Quinnipiac, kind of a back and forth game. And then I locked up Army against Lafayette, but Lafayette got it done. Those were the two locks I got wrong. I was on Louisiana Tech against Southern Miss. That cashed for me. I was on the wrong side of Georgetown St. John's. I don't know what I was thinking there, taking Georgetown. My last lock, Loyola Maryland, that cashed. I think it was minus 4 against Lehigh. Whatever it was, it cashed. I know that because my bank account. And then the last game of the evening, I was on Illinois State to take down Bradley, and they did by 9 in the Missouri Valley. So now, before we get to today's games, I want to tell you that the College Basketball Experience is brought to you by WinBet. WinBet is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WinBet is what you need to win. Sign up today to receive $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WYNNbet.com, and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Yes, Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. It's pretty cool. Download the app today at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's Better Fantasy, BETTOR fantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app. Yes, you're home for all of our free picks and podcasts. That thing is free to download in the App Store or Google Play Store today. All right, let's get into today's action, man. I swear I'm fighting this flu, man. I have like the cold sweats. You know what I mean? It's just going out in and out of, I feel hot, I feel cold, I feel hot, I feel cold. Just a real big pain in the ass. But anyway, we got a loaded, what better time to be sick? Sit there and watch some games all day, which is what I'll do tomorrow to celebrate MLK Day. And we start things off with a banger, if I may say so. I mean, probably the game of this is definitely the game of the day. Purdue on the road in Champaign against the Illini. Look, I mean, Illinois has been, I think, playing pretty good basketball lately. And then you have Purdue, a team that I think is kind of been barely getting by. I don't know. I feel like we got a ball game here. The spread is 2. The Illini are a 2-point favorite. Hang on for a second. The Illini are a 2-point favorite against the Boilermakers, surprisingly. Kofi Coburn, Travion Williams. I mean, that's going to be a big time matchup. I'm going to lean with the Illini here. I think that home atmosphere will be everything. Give me the Illini minus the 2. I just think Illinois look like the better team. I really do. I feel like they've looked like the better team of late. So
shit. Hobo from Purdue. I hate Purdue. It was the last time they ever won anything anyways.
Boom. Look, maybe it works out for Purdue this year. I don't know. And this is an awesome game. Like I said, I expect this to be back and forth, but I've been really impressed with the Illini, especially since Coburn returned. Coburn's playing at a level that I actually think he's playing higher than that level I assumed he'd be at. Also, I mean, Alfonso Plummer, I mean, Trent Frazier. I mean, the team is just gelling, I feel like, and I think they might be the best team in the Big Ten. You can make that case, I feel like. But yeah, sign me up. I'm going to lay the 2 points. All right, moving along. We have Tennessee Tech at Tennessee State. This is a kind of a tough matchup because Tennessee Tech's 4-11, Tennessee State 6-10. I look at both these teams' lineups and I say, they kind of, okay. So here's the deal here. Tennessee State is a better field goal percentage team. Like they take care of the rock more. They don't turn the ball over. They're just a more efficient on offense. They shoot the 3 at a higher rate. They're better from the free throw line. However, Tennessee Tech is the better defensive team. Something's got to give here. Something's got to give. I went Tennessee State. I don't like it. I'd stay away if I were you. But I did go Tennessee State +1. All right, next on the line, we got George Mason at George Washington. George Mason coming back from a pretty long COVID break there. I think they had one game in there when they played at Kansas, only lost by, I think, single digits in Lawrence. But and then GW's been kind of dog shit all year. So Mason's laying 5.5. This is right up the road. These two, if you didn't know, they're right next to each other here. I am going to take Mason minus the 5.5. I think it's fringe lock potential here. I think it's fringe lock potential. Then we got Notre Dame at Howard. This is a great game here because they're first off, Howard is a team that I feel like is better than their record. They're 6-7, but if you look, I watched them against Georgetown. I watched them in a couple outings. I was kind of impressed by this Howard team. And they got Notre Dame coming off that tough loss to Virginia Tech. I'm going to take the 11 points in Howard on MLK Day. I can't fade Howard. Come on now. Long Island is at St. Francis. St. Francis, New York, not St. Francis, Pennsylvania. That is one where, man, I mean, some of these games were tough. I ended up taking St. Francis +2.5. I feel like Long Island's the better team, but they're hitting the road here. I know it's not a far matchup, but that's why. Or far trip, I should say, not far matchup. That's why I feel like St. Francis, New York will get this done. I think it's chippy. This is a little chippy rivalry. So I'm getting points at home. Give me St. Francis NY +2.5. Once again, that's not a lock by any means. Mount St. Mary's is at Merrimack. I'm going to lay the 4 with Merrimack. I've kind of been impressed with Merrimack of late. So I'm going to lay the 4. Another nice matchup here, Utah at Arizona State and Tempe. Arizona State, disappointing performance against Colorado there in Tempe over the weekend. Sun Devils are laying 2 against Utah. I think the play is to take the Sun Devils. This is the last time I'm going to do it. I'm going to lay the 2 and hope that Bobby Hurley has Arizona State together. Charlotte is at Florida Atlantic. This is a really good matchup in the Conference USA here. FAU played UAB really close, kind of had the thing fall apart late. They were in that thing. Charlotte's been a surprise team as well. The 49ers. I lean Florida Atlantic minus the 3, and I think it's fringe lock material. Even though Charlotte has been really good, Charlotte's way ahead of where I thought they would be. But FAU has been chippy. I'm going to lay the 3 with the Owls at home. UMBC is at Stony Brook. Now Stony Brook is one that I thought they'd be better this year. And to be honest, I thought UMBC would be worse. UMBC, even though 6-8, they've passed the eye test some. Stony Brook's at home though, laying 3.5. But here's my real reason to take the Seawolves here. They are coming off of a blowout 27-point loss to Vermont. I'm going to lock up Stony Brook. I'm going to lay the 3.5. I just think they're at home. They're coming off that ass whooping. They're going to get back on the right side of this thing here. I'm laying the 3.5 with the Seawolves. Oh, let's ride. Norfolk State is at Maryland Eastern Shore. To be honest with you, I've kind of been impressed both times I've seen these teams play. I mean, I've seen Norfolk State play a couple games, and Maryland Eastern Shore, that UConn game stands out to me. I'm going to lay the 2 in Norfolk State, but this is a nice little matchup we got. LaSalle is at St. Joe's, Battle of Philadelphia here. LaSalle's catching 8. Look, in a rivalry game, I get it. St. Joe's has looked better all year. However, rivalry game, give me the 8 points in LaSalle. Next up, what is the next game here? Murray State. How about their performance over the weekend? Murray State won. I mean, just laid it on Belmont. Shout out to the Racers. They are at Eastern Illinois, letdown spot here, potentially. Eastern Illinois has been dog shit this year, though. Murray State's laying 20.5, and I think you should lay the 20.5. I do. I think they're that good. I've been really impressed with them. So let's lay it. Let's have some fun now. Yale is at Brown. This is a nice little Ivy League matchup. Brown's let me down the last time. I'm going to ride Brown one more time. I'm going to lay the 2 with the Brown Bears against Yale. Great matchup. We also have Penn at Princeton. Princeton's laying 5.5. I am going to go with both favorites. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Princeton as well. Moving down the ranks here, Indiana is at Nebraska. Now this one, I might need to have my head examined, because the last time I took Nebraska, Purdue beat it by what? 40? excuse me. I don't know. Indiana just let me down in that Iowa game. Nebraska's getting 9 in Lincoln. I say Indiana wins by 7. Give me Nebraska plus the points. Texas Southern is at Jackson State. Texas Southern coming off what? I think it was a 1-point loss to Alcorn State. And Jackson State at 3-12, but coming off an 11-point win against Prairie View. Some of these ones are hard to pick in the SWAC. I'll be honest. A hard conference to pick. I'm going to lay the 1 with Texas Southern and hope that that thing comes through true there. Belmont. I just touched on them a second. Murray State destroyed Belmont. Belmont's laying 13 now on the road at SIU Edwardsville. Look, they got embarrassed by Murray State. Belmont's a veteran team. They go to the tournament most years. I am going to lock up Belmont to get it back on track. I trust the pedigree. I trust the state of the Pope, the state of the program. I'm going to lay the 13 with Belmont to get it done. Mercer is at the Citadel. Nice little SoCon matchup. I'm going to lay the 2 with Mercer. I think they're the flat out better team. No disrespect to the Citadel, but I just think they're the flat out better team. But so these SoCon games get wacky. They get wild. So I don't know. It's only 2 though. It's only 2. I think Mercer's the better team. Wouldn't be surprised if this is tied up with 90 seconds left. Delaware is at Northeastern. Northeastern has been a disappointment this year. I'm going to take the Blue Hens -1 to get it done on the road in Boston. Harvard is at Dartmouth. Another one in the Ivy League. This is the hardest one, I think, out of all the Ivy League games. I think this one's the hardest. Harvard's laying 1 at Dartmouth. Dartmouth's been solid. They beat Georgetown, took Stanford to overtime. I'm going to lay the 1 with Harvard, but stay away. Stay away. Farley Dickinson is at Wagner. Wagner's been kind of a sleeper team. Ask VCU fans about Wagner. But Farley Dickinson is getting 17.5 points. Sorry, it's too many points. Give me Fairleigh Dickinson plus the 17.5. Central Connecticut State's at Sacred Heart. Central Connecticut State's getting 9 points. Sorry, I can barely talk with this cold here. they're getting 9 points, and I think you should take the 9. when it comes to these mid-major matchups, you're getting almost 10, 9. I think you take the points in most cases here. See this next game for what I mean here. Towson is at William & Mary. William & Mary is getting 12.5 points. William & Mary, ever since CAA play started, they go 2-0 to open the season play after looking like dog shit in the out-of-conference slate. Then the number one team, or one of the top teams in the CAA, JMU, they take them to overtime over the weekend. I'm going to take the 12.5 and William & Mary at home against Towson. Maybe sprinkle some on the money line. UNLV is at San Jose State. UNLV is laying 6.5. I think Kevin Kruger's got UNLV playing better since like Christmas. I'm going to ride the running Rebs -6.5. Florida A&M is at Mississippi Valley State. Mississippi Valley State somehow eked out a win there. They're still on auto fade to me. Give me the Rattlers -6.5. Denver is at UMKC. Denver's getting 8 once again. I think it's just a little bit too many points. Give me Denver +8. Bethune-Cookman is at Arkansas Pine Bluff. Bethune-Cookman laying 1. Give me Bethune-Cookman laying the 1. St. Francis PA is at Bryant. Bryant's one of these teams I think is kind of better than their record too. I'm going to lay the 7 with Bryant. Lamar is at Stephen F. Austin. Lamar has been dog shit all year. I'm going to take Stephen F. Austin -15 at home. I don't feel great about that number though. And Idaho travels to Flagstaff. Northern Arizona hasn't played in a while. Northern Arizona's laying 5.5, but guess what? I'm going to lock up the Lumberjacks at home laying 5.5. Ride with me with the Lumberjacks here. Portland State is at Southern Utah. Portland State's getting 11. I think you should take Portland State. Coming off a nice win. Southern Utah is solid, but 11 points. Give me the Vikings of Portland State. Prairie View is at Alcorn State. Alcorn State, I think one of the better teams in the SWAC. I'm going to lay the 5.5 with Alcorn State. Steve McNair's alma mater. Weber State is at Idaho State, taking on the Bengals. Look, Weber's a strange team. They either get blown out or they blow out teams. I'm going to lay the 10.5 with Weber State against Idaho State. Take care of business. Seattle is at Cal Baptist. This is fringe lock potential. Seattle's good. Seattle's laying 2. It's on the road. Cal Baptist has kind of been one of these teams that's hard to get a read on. I'm going to lay the 2 with Seattle. Get it done. Wyoming is at Nevada. This is a good matchup in the Mountain West. Wyoming is getting 2.5. Wyoming coming off that great win against Utah State. Wrong team's favorite here. Give me a Wyoming +2.5. Sprinkle some on the money line. Drexel is at Hofstra. Drexel's getting 8. Drexel, the reigning CAA champs against Speedy Claxton's bunch. Give me the 8 points in Drexel's. They hang tough. Maybe even sprinkle some on the money line too, but I think Hofstra's going to get the win, but just give me the 8 in Drexel. Portland is at Loyola Marymount. Portland's getting 11. The Pilots, that's too many points. Marymount's solid, but too many points. Give me the Pilots +11. Drake is at Southern Illinois. This is a great matchup in the Missouri Valley Conference. Southern Illinois is getting 1.5 at home. That's enough for me to ride the Salukis. Let's roll. All right, folks. So, man, it was tough to get through that. I gotta get healthy. Talking this long, I don't know. But I will say this. Here are the locks. All right. Cause that's what you really want. Northern Arizona +5.5. Where's my, give me some Dundee music here. Here we go. Here we go. You want Northern Arizona -5.5. That is a lock. Let's do it. You want, Belmont -13. That is a lock. You want JMU -3 against Elon. That is a lock. You want Stony Brook -3.5 against UMBC. That is a lot. 4 favorites. You know what? That means I gotta throw in the dog here. I gotta find the something. Alright, so I told you some of the fringe locks too, but I feel like I gotta throw a 5th lock out there because I can't go with all, you know, I gotta have one team that's getting points in this mix. Let's ride with I was thinking maybe the Wyoming Cowboys. But I think at the end of the day, let's ride with William and Mary. They've been hot at home. Give me the 12.5 and William and Mary against Towson. Let's roll. Let's have some fun. Lock it up. I'm marking it right now. Betting it right now. All right, folks. Appreciate you being patient with me because I can barely talk. But yeah, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Subscribe to the College Football Experience and the Sports Gambling Podcast. And yeah, get that SGPN app. You can find me on Twitter at DColeBD. You can find the College Basketball Experience on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. And we do this daily. Try to do it every day, if as long as I'm not sick, which, you know, still the case. But let's get through this. And happy MLK Day to everyone out there. It's great to get basketball all day. Let's do this damn thing, all right? All right. This is the College Basketball Experience for Monday, January 17th. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.